I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pentagon has reversed itself over a drone strike last month in Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians. Days after the strike, the Joint Chiefs Chairman, Mark Milley, had said it was a valid attack against an Islamic extremist and saying that it was a righteous strike. But a Pentagon investigation now shows it was something different. The strike was a tragic mistake, according to General Frank McKenzie, who heads the U.S. Central Command. He says the military believed it struck a vehicle that posed an imminent threat to forces at Kabul's airport. He says we now assess that it was unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or direct threat to U.S. forces. It was the final strike of America's longest war, and McKenzie says the U.S. is considering reparation payments to the victims' families. Advisors at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration have rejected recommending widespread use of a third dose of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. It was a 16-2 vote against three doses, a setback for the White House. One advisor says that they need more data and that the target boosters right now, but specifically to the people who are likely to be at high risk, and it's an older population, that's the immunocompromised. The advisors later voted to recommend the extra dose to those people. The advisor, Dr. Amanda Cohn at the CDC, says the focus should stay on two doses, saying also that it is clear that the unvaccinated are driving transmission. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. France said late Friday that it was immediately recalling its ambassadors to the United States and Australia after Australia scrapped a big French conventional submarine purchase in favor of a nuclear sub built with U.S. technology. It was the first time ever France has recalled its ambassador to the United States, according to the French Foreign Ministry. The Foreign Minister, Jean-Yves, said in a written statement that the French decision on request from the President Emmanuel Macron is justified by the exceptional seriousness of the announcements made by Australia and the United States. U.S. Capitol Police say that they are ready to respond if Saturday's rally in support of the January 6 rioters turned violent. This time, there's a new Capitol Police chief appointed after the deadly insurrection in January that left law enforcement outpowered and battered. The chief, Tom Manger, says that they're not taking any chances this time, with intelligence chatter suggesting violence could be on the minds of the demonstrators. There have been personal threats. He says that they've had a number of threats, specific threats that come in against specific members of Congress. Congress is now in session. The National Guard is being deployed, and the Capitol and other key buildings are again protected with fencing. Thousands of Haitian migrants assembled under and around a bridge in a small Texas border town as chaos unfolded Friday, presenting the Biden administration with a new challenge as it tries to manage large numbers of asylum seekers who have been reaching a U.S. soil. Haitians cross freely in a steady stream going back and forth between the United States and Mexico through knee-deep water and some parents carrying small children on their shoulders. Unable to buy supplies in the United States, they return briefly to Mexico for food and cardboard to settle, temporarily at least, under or near a bridge and the city of Del Rio, which is a city of about 35,000 people that has been severely strained by migrant flows in recent months. The Dutch defense minister has resigned after over her handling of the Afghan evacuation crisis and a widening scandal that has also claimed the job of the foreign minister. The Dutch foreign minister resigned Thursday after no confidence vote in parliament over the government's failure to evacuate some Afghans and for missing signs of imminent Taliban takeover. Again, more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.